You know, I don't like to make unsubstantial claims. What's the word I'm looking for? Substantiated?
Unsubstantiated.
Unsubstantiated claims, but in this instance, I think we are the official show of the Ontario dump truck community.
I'm not sure they like us. They may be the biggest hate listening organization.
I don't know, because when we were talking about that Mini Cooper that got pushed down over the Gardner, remember? Down the Gardner?
Yeah.
Phones were blowing up with fans of the show that drove dump trucks, remember?
That's very true. Well, I was trying to think of whether or not whose side we were on in that. I think we were on the side of the woman in the Mini Cooper.
The woman in the Mini Cooper, yes.
Yeah.
I think everybody that drove... No, I don't think anybody that drove a dump truck was on the side of that guy driving that dump truck.
He's just rogue. He's totally in a different category. Totally different category. Today, if you've missed it, there are dump truck protests all along our highways. According to Adjua, right now, they're on the DVP, so you might want to avoid that section of our city. What it comes down to is some changes, some retrofits that the government for the better part of a decade have been asking the dump truck industry to do. It's been sort of grandfathered and waved off, and they've been given time, and here we are all over again. The underlying changes largely focus on requirements for steerable lift axles, load equalizing systems. Those are the things that maintain max weights on these dump trucks. The government has long argued that they're not good for the roads the way they're currently built, and they need these retrofits. The organization, the associations, they've long argued that we don't have the money for this kind of thing. And the regulations themselves, if you can believe it, were rolled over in four phases starting in the year 2000. Oh. It's like a Conan O'Brien bit. In the year 2000. Including a nearly a decade of grandfathering periods for existing equipment that was on these trucks. So I just don't think that they have an axle to stand on here. I think that, okay, you did your protest this morning, fine. Just knock it off for now. Pull your trucks back, and that's it. Otherwise, if I'm the cops, I would have no problem going out there and ticketing these trucks, because this is getting silly. It's gone on long enough. You didn't win the battle. At some point, you have to wave the white flag.
We have a full boat of calls involved in Ontario and the dump truck community. We'll start with Sarjeet Kaur, who's you're a spokesperson for the Ontario Dump Truck Association, correct?
Hi, yes, I am. Thanks, guys, for having us on.
What's going on?
Well, we're protesting once again because it's been a full year of being ignored by Minister Mulroney and the Ford government over what is a relatively minor and innocuous issue that could be resolved in 5 minutes.
Do me a favor, Sarjeet, because I think so many people that are looking at this protest today, you need to dumb it down for us. You need to really simplify this. Tell me why this hasn't been fixed since the year 2000.
Well, basically, a bunch of people got together and had a good idea to introduce a fifth system that would reduce road wear and tear, long-term road wear and tear, which is, you know, a great idea. And the dump trucks, the new axles, would more evenly distribute the dirt, the gravel, whatever load you're carrying. Great. Okay. What do you do with the older trucks? You grandfather them. Just like, you know, when airbags came in, the old cars that didn't have airbags, nobody said go and install airbags. And they did grandfather them. They understood that the older trucks were perfectly good, need to be grandfathered.
For years and years.
Exactly. So they grandfathered cement trucks for 20 years, fuel trucks for 25 years, water trailers for about 20 years. There's only four categories of trucks, just to be clear, that have to comply with this. So when you're looking at roads, regular trucks, cargo trucks, you know, all the other trucks you see on the road,
the main question here, though, is notice. It all comes down to notice. Your group feels that you weren't given enough notice when it comes to these changes. So tell our audience and be honest about it. When were you first aware that you needed to make these changes as an association? What year?
Actually, the notice is a secondary issue, which is adds insult.
I'm asking the straight question about that issue.
There was no direct notice given.
You've never been given notice about this.
Nope, they acknowledge it. They acknowledge they made no announcement. They said everyone was supposed to know on their own and follow regulation. They have in contact information for every trucker. They could have sent a letter, an email, our own association.
So when the Liberals were talking about this and putting this into action 15 years ago, no notice was given. There was no notice given in 2010. There was no notice given when this government took over. Not once did anybody mention anything to the Dump Truck Association at all.
Oh, no, let me be clear. We are aware of SPIF, and we have actually raised concerns about SPIF before, to the point that in 2016, everything related to SPIF was put on hold and under review, and we were supposed to go and work on joint resolutions. And
SPIF
Minister
is part
Belduca
of SPIF.
Has just, stood up and said that did not happen. He SPIF, has stood up in
SPIF,
favor.
SPIF is, of course, the retrofitting that we're talking about, yes?
It's a whole regime. It's a whole system. The retrofitting is part of it. Yes.
So at what point then, if you haven't been given enough notice, and this usually gets grandfathered, at what point do you think the industry does need to comply?
We think they should grandfather the trucks and finish this once and for all.
Grandfather
them?
What's that mean? They stay the same? They stay on the roads forever like that?
20 to 25 years, exactly the same they gave to the other trucks, which is closer to the full lifespan of a truck. If you tell any manufacturer that a truck, a dump truck that costs $200,000 to $300,000 can only last 15 years, they'll laugh in your face. And now you're asking people to spend $20,000 or $30,000 in a pandemic to get this axle so they can get a few more years out of their truck.
Here's
and they will cycle out.
I'm going to read this to you. This is a text message from a person who owns a dump truck company saying, if your dump truck is 20 years old and you can't afford a new truck, you're not great at what you're doing. I own trucks. It's time you get your truck off the road. What do you say to that?
We're talking about 15-year-old trucks, not 20-year-old trucks. We want to get to 20 to 25 years, just like the other trucks have been grandfathered, and everybody's fine. After that, they can buy a new truck. They can cycle out of the system.
Okay.
Now, there's 1,000 trucks that are 10 years old, and in 5 years, they're going to be in the same situation, and an additional 1,000 trucks that are already 15 years old. You're talking about 2,000 trucks in an industry that's only 5,000 trucks total. Do you realize the labor shortages, the construction delays, the higher costs that are going to be passed on?
Oh, you want to talk about delays? I would argue that your membership is causing a massive amount of delays today to a lot of people's businesses who are out there on the roads writing me right now.
We don't want to be out there.
Well, then don't do that. Figure it out a different way.
Like this after a year, please call Doug Ford and ask him why he's forcing people to do this.
Oh, come on. We know this is not Doug Ford's fault.
We have peacefully protested for a year, sir. Will you admit that this was started under the liberals?
Will you admit that this was started under the liberals?
It's gone on since the 90s. We are not partisan about this. The liberals had a role in it. The people had a role in it. And working people are caught in the middle. We are not partisan about this. Many of our workers supported Doug Ford. They voted for Doug Ford. Where is he now? He said he's for the people. I'm sorry. I'm very frustrated. I've seen these people. They are just blue-collar workers. Blue-collar workers. They're not millionaires.
Sarjeet, I have some of those. Sarjeet, let me jump in, please. We have a bunch of those people that you're talking about right now on hold, ready to talk. So I want to thank you for your time, okay?
Thanks, guys. I'm very excited about this because it's frustrating.
Appreciate the passion. Let's talk to David. David, you're a dump truck owner. You are against this protest. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I kind of giggle when these people say that they didn't know anything about it, that it's all sprung on them by surprise. Anything that was manufactured 2012 and newer come from the manufacturer with a stiff axle on it. I've owned two trucks since then, so I've known all about it. I've had to pay the money right up front to buy the new equipment with a stiff axle on it. Everyone's known about it in this gravel industry since 2007, 2008 when they first talked about it. And if they didn't know, when 2012 come along, they certainly knew when they seen the new trucks with the stiff axle and go, oh, what's that all about?
Yeah, so, and I'm going to say it's
a cost of doing business. But I just want to say something else about, they're saying $30,000, $40,000 to retrofit. BS.
Okay. I just want to add what you had to say there.
Thank you for that, David.
You know, here's the Ontario Trucking Association. They said grandfathering for the last phase of vehicles, which was announced in 2011, that's 10 years ago, and includes dump trucks, it's right here, is equitable in its treatment based on the treatment of all other commercial vehicles. And that's the president of the Ontario Trucking Association. So they knew about it. They've known about it since 2011. Dumping it in Doug Ford's lap. Yeah, sure. It's not a partisan issue, but then why are you bringing his name up every single time you talk about it? Like, you know, that's the thing, right? They try to make the guy the bogeyman for everything. No, admit it. The last government had 15 some odd years in power. They're just as much a part of this issue. It needs to be done. I'm not squabbling with what they did, Jay. He's right. It's the right move then. It's the right move now. Get your trucks off the road until they're fixed.